What are you doing? No, we're recording right now. Where are you going? No, we have people to. If you're gonna talk, go grab a microphone at least. Where are you going? Hey, we're okay. Yeah, I know I'm not paying you, but listen, you said you would come. You said you were down to do this, and now you're not doing it. You just watched me set up everything. What are you doing? Don't call me a birdhouse. That doesn't even make sense. Come back. All right, fine. All right, whatever. And scene. That's right. There was no one here. It's just me. Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Preston, and this is A Typical Podcast. You may notice, if you're watching, I'm wearing a black shirt. Wow. Spectacular. Preston, good observation. Yeah, you are wearing a black shirt. You're very astute. I don't know if I used that correctly. But good job, bro. Good job, man. Yeah, you're wearing a black shirt. Why is this a big deal? It's honestly not. I used to not wear black clothing. Or no, okay, let me reiterate. I used to wear it all the time. And then there was a period of time. And so I used to wear it all the time, especially in middle school, okay? And then I eventually stopped because of this reason. In middle school, you know, I had somewhat dandruff. It wasn't like a lot or whatever, but you know, even if you have just a little bit, if you wear a black shirt, you get shit on your shoulders. You get little dots, you get little spots. And here's the thing. Also with black shirts, they catch everything. Like everything pops up. I threw this on just today and there's already fur and stuff. Because when you wear black, you get like white lint, you get fur, you get maybe dandruff, whatever. You just, things get noticeable, okay? And I wasn't a fan of this. People didn't really make fun of me, but I just felt like I can see, it's like right up in my face. Like I look down, I see all this stuff on me. I'm like, ugh, I don't like this. So after middle school, around like high school, I wore pretty much only white shirts. And yeah, I like white shirts. I've always liked white shirts. It's just, I felt more comfortable. It was more my style. And now I've gotten more comfortable with black shirts again because I don't care as much. I don't really get a bunch of shit on it. And, you know, also someone complimented me one time saying, man, you look really good in black shirts. And I'm like, I'm going to wear it all the time now. I'm going to be a model. That was the compliment I needed to just, boom, I rock black shirts. It's the only thing I ever need to wear now. Just kidding. I mainly wear white clothing. But the reason, but okay, anyway, sorry. I was going to go on a whole nother train of thought. You know, obviously if you wear whatever gets on a black shirt can obviously also get on like other colored clothing. It's just not as noticeable. The certain things change. Like if you have a white shirt, you get stains. You know, you might get red if you're bleeding from your chest. You might get like spaghetti stains. You might get food stains. You know, it's different types of things to be embarrassed about rather than like noticeable white fur and like dust and dandruff or whatever. Semen is really noticeable on black clothing, but that I didn't have that issue in middle school, and I still don't have that issue now. Okay, and then so sorry. So white clothing, I prefer it more because compare and contrast. You know, we've already compared what both their advantages and disadvantages. What is more seen? What's more noticeable? Personally, I'm more with the, I can rock a stain on a white shirt. That doesn't bother me. That really doesn't. But having a bunch of like noticeable fur and dust on my shirt, that bothers me more. I mean, it doesn't as much now, but it used to be really irritating. So I'm curious, what would you go with for anyone listening? I know you can't answer back, but think about it. Would you prefer to rock like a stained white shirt or like just a stained any colored shirt, but it's got stains, okay? Not, maybe not a lot, but like maybe one solid stain, but it's hella noticeable. Like it is, it's eye grabbing. Or would you prefer to have a black shirt that just has a bunch of small things on it? It might not be super noticeable. Like here's the comparison. The colored shirt, the white shirt or whatever, the stain you could see across the room. It's noticeable. It's hella there. Whereas the black shirt, you could be across the room, you don't see all the little things on the shirt. But once you get up close, maybe you see, damn, look at all that shit. Ooh. What, did you just wrestle a polar bear? What, did you just wrestle a white dog? Ooh, did you just wrestle some other white furred animal? You know? You start getting into, the person starts thinking about all that. Oh, you know, actually, this made me remember of a time I had a stain on my pants. So every morning, I'll take you down this story. We finished the whole shirt thing. Now we're talking about pants. This was freshman year, okay? And like everyone, I brush my teeth in the morning. So, you know, I start my day, I brush my teeth, eat the blah, 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 eat the food, brush my teeth, blah, blah, blah. Go to high school, go to school, go on throughout my day. This is sixth period. This is my last class. This is freshman year. And we're all standing up, getting ready to leave. That's how much of the day has gone by. And someone points out there's this stain on my pants right next to my crotch area, like a little below my left front pocket, just a little bit. And I didn't notice this. I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, look. So I look down and there's like this white, it's a toothpaste stain. But if you're in high school and a freshman, people don't associate that with toothpaste. The immediate response and insults and the jokes that people came up with was, dude, did you just cum your pants? Bro, ew, what is that? Dude, what is that? And then one guy was like, it's semen, guys. This wasn't really, this wasn't traumatic. It's just something I remembered. But yeah, I went throughout the whole day and I didn't notice it. Isn't that crazy? And I don't know how it was. I swear to you, it was toothpaste. I promise you. Because this wasn't the only issue. I had this issue sometimes. I guess back then when I would brush my teeth, I'd just lean back or something. I don't fucking know. I don't understand how this would happen. Or maybe some would like get right on like the counter or something and like I didn't notice and I like press against it to like spit or something. I don't know. I don't know how it happened. Because obviously I didn't know, because throughout the whole day just wasn't seen. No, I didn't hear anyone say anything until the last class of the day. The last minutes. Right before the bell to go home. It was semi-embarrassing. It was also kind of funny. It wasn't very traumatic, but it was kind of funny. I laughed it off. Never made a callback throughout my high school years where someone would reference it. It was just a small little thing, luckily. Because if it became a big deal of like, oh my god, Preston came his pants in class, that would piss me off. I'd be able to handle it, of course, because of who I am. But it would not be a desirable legacy to leave behind. Or to start my high school career in. I'm going to hit you all with one of these questions. What's the most important light source? Like, okay, if we only had one light source, what should we have? What would you pick? Like, let's imagine we had a power shortage and for some reason we could only light up a certain type of light. Or maybe there was a magical being, a fantastical beast, a magic user, and just bibbidi bobbidi booped, whatever, alakazammed our lights. So now we're cursed to only use one type. there's a lot of options. Are the only lights that work, should it be flashlights? Should it be lights in houses like the ceiling lights? Refrigerator lights? Our phone lights? No, those don't count. Those are still considered flashlights. Flashlights. Maybe just typical lighting, you know, ring lights for videos, car lights, you know, the head beams, street lights. Which ones? There's only one that can exist. Which one should? You know, the sun's still a thing, so it's not like a forever darkness nighttime scenario. It's, you know, there's daytime and then at nighttime or in dark environments. What's the only light you can use that works? I'm thinking neon lights. That would be cool. Because, you know, like in every futuristic movie, everything's like hella colorful and shit anyways. So I think that's what progresses us to futuristic, the futuristic look. You know, just everything's so colorful. And I mean, might not be, if you're driving and at late at night and you have epilepsy, it might not be desirable, especially since, you know, maybe there's just hella neon lights on the road, just red, green, blue, red, green, blue, red, 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 green, green, blue, 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 red, 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 orange, purple, pink, you know, black light. It might be a hard time to drive through that. But on the upside, it would look cool. You know, night out on the road or having a night out. Buildings, like neon lights. That sounds kind of cool. Oh my God. Okay. You know what's annoying? I don't know if I'm the only one, but in my house, I live with my parents. My mom and my dad live here. I mean, I live amongst them. My family, mi familia. And for some reason, I'm the fucking receptionist. I'm the receptionist. And basically what happens in this house is my parents call me so that way they can call each other. It goes, my dad calls me. Hey, I tried calling your mom. Could you let her know what we should have for dinner? So then I have to get up, walk to my mom. I'm like, hey, what do you want for dinner? And she's like, food. And I'm like, all right, yeah, me too. And then I'm on my phone. I'm like, all right, she said food. And he's like, all right, sounds good. Hangs up. Normal. My mom calls me. Hey, can you tell him to blah, 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 blah? Sure, mom. Wait, why didn't you call him? He wasn't answering. Oh, okay. Hang up. Grab my phone. I call my dad. Hey, Dad, can you go grab blah, 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 blah? Sure thing. Hang up. And just, this is it. That's it. Every single day. Literally every day, there is one moment where they don't call each other and they always call me to talk to the other one. And it's always because someone doesn't have their phone on or someone's not answering or something. As if I somehow have the magic power to just change that. They view me as, like, I have the ability to connect the communication. Like, I'm the middle. I'm the checkpoint. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. Call each other. Text each other. Why are you texting me? I love you, and I appreciate it. But you could have very easily accomplished your goal a lot faster and quicker if you used your phone to get in contact with the other person. I just want next time I get like a phone call or a notification, I want to be excited and not be like a chore. You know, I don't want it to be like a, hey, yeah. Hey, can you call dad? Yeah, I'll call him. And then hang up. Hey, blah, 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 blah. And then hang up. I don't want it to be like that. I want to, hey, son, we love you. And I'm like, ah, oh, thanks, parents. I love you too. hang up. Or, you know what? Maybe Ryan Reynolds is going to call me one day. And that, I want to be excited for when my phone rings or I get a notification or something. You know, I want to be excited, but I can't because it's a text or a phone call telling me to just get and tell my other parent to do something or to remind them about stuff. This is a real issue, guys. This is a real problem. I just want to get happy. I want to smile sometimes when I get a notification, and I can't. I don't know how to fix it. Because it's not up to me to fix it. It's not up to me. I'm the victim here. I'm stuck in this loop. Nothing I could do. It's just how it is. It's just how it is. I have to accept it. And I do. Sometimes I wonder what could be. I wonder, what if they figured out how to call each other and not use me? Okay, yeah, but long and unnecessary emotional story later, this is all true. I've noticed that there's one thing that just keeps reoccurring in our life and just and culture. Especially in social media. It's a constant. There's a new form of to do it. There's a new version of it. But it will always and forever exist. And it's the make yourself so incredibly ugly on purpose and then cut to beautiful, confident version of yourself. Like it's not like a natural progression or something. It's just boom, you made yourself so ugly on purpose. You made this ugly ass face. Then boom, you made this confident pose. You got this makeup. You got this smile. You got this whatever look. I hate those. I'm not a fan of them. Because I always skip them. They immediately, if I see something ugly and like I get the feeling that it's going to be, oh, look at me. I'm beautiful now. Guys, I used to be ugly like 5 seconds ago when I did it on purpose, but now I'm hot. Wow. Now I'm sexy. But yeah, I skip those. I can't. I don't like watching them. And it sucks. You know, it sucks for me because now whenever I see a video or something and I see ugly, I skip it. I skip it. And it's not my fault. Like, what if that person was genuinely just hella ugly, repulsive, disgusting? And what if that's just their natural state? What if that was just them? Now, I skipped their video, not because they're ugly. I skipped it because I thought it was going to be something cringy. I thought it was just going to be a cringy ass, look at me. I'm hot. I'm sexy. I'm beautiful. I'm confident. Look at me. I was ugly like 5 seconds ago, but no. That person was genuinely just ugly, and I skipped them, and now I feel bad not knowing. I don't know these at all, because I always skip them, but now I have this like fear or like this feeling that, damn, what if I actually skip someone who was just genuinely not attractive, just genuinely so ugly? And it's a weird, like, I feel bad, but I don't feel bad, because I didn't skip them because they're ugly. I skipped them because I thought they were going to be cringy as hell, and I didn't want to watch that because I don't like watching those. So to all you genuinely ugly people out there in the world, there is a big possibility that I have never seen one of your videos. And it's not, like I said, it's not because of how you look. It's because of what I thought you were. It's because I thought you were something you're not. Which was cringy. I thought you were cringy, but you weren't. You weren't going to become a cringy being, a cringy, look at me. I'm hot. I'm sexy. I'm confident. I'm attractive. I'm cringy as fuck type of video. I didn't know that. I didn't know. And I'm sorry. Because what, maybe you were just hella ugly and maybe it was going to be a funny ass video. Maybe it was going to be an enlightening video. Maybe it was going to tell a story. Maybe it was going to inform me something. But now I don't know. And I won't ever know. Because whenever I see ugly, because I think immediately they're going to turn beautiful. And I don't want to see that. So again, I'm not skipping because you're ugly. I'm skipping because I thought you were beautiful. It's not. It's just how I am. I'm sorry. This is me saying I'm sorry to all you real ass ugly individuals out there. You real repulsive, not attractive people. You know who you are. And you accept who you are. You know why? Because you don't make these cringy ass videos of, oh, look at me, I'm sexy now. You accept. You understand your role. You're not here to be attractive. You're here to be ugly. And you're gonna do that shit correctly. You do that. You make ugly look good. You do. The thing about that is, I sadly won't know. Because again, I skip. If I see ugly, I skip. Because again, I associate it with a cringy, beautiful person. So I apologize again to all the ugly people. That's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for watching or listening. This is a typical podcast. And yeah, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all of you. Ugly, beautiful, cringy, whatever. I appreciate all of you for watching or listening. See you guys next week. Hopefully. I didn't. Hopefully. Hopefully the ugly people come back. And they understand. But yeah, goodbye.